Hey guys, I'm Nadia.
And I'm Shabazz. We're just popping up with some essential news.
The brand new series of Doctor Who has begun.
And that means the official Doctor Who podcast is here.
Whether you're a Whovian or a Newvian, you are so welcome. This is the place where we dissect every episode, explain all the Easter eggs, and bring you some exclusive content too.
Plus, we'll have fabulous special guests and Doctor Who mega fans.
So come and find us. It's the official Doctor Who podcast.
Listen wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Sunday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Fallon!
Oh, hi! How was church?
Fine. Yeah, good. Sorry I left my bedding on the sofa. Thanks for clearing it away.
Oh, yeah, no, it was no problem. Have you had breakfast?
I had a slice of toast before I left this morning. You?
Well, I'm not that hungry. I'll get myself something at the tea room.
You're definitely working today.
Today and tomorrow.
Right.
You're at the cricket, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, Tom's called us for training before the match. It's a big deal, the T20.
Oh, I'm glad you've got a nice day for it.
Yeah. And now Chris isn't playing, I don't have to worry about what to say to him.
Well, there's no reason that you and Chris have to fall out.
We haven't fallen out. We've just avoided meeting up. I mean, he must know how I feel about Alice.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
Do you want a coffee before I go?
No, thanks. No, I want to finish cutting this last corner of grass and then I'll get off. Right. Chelsea's opened up. Like you, she's got to get to the cricket.
Okay. Fallon?
Yeah?
This poem, The Mower, it came up on my feed when I was walking back from church.
Oh.
Larkin, the poet, he writes about killing a hedgehog by mistake with his lawnmower.
Ooh. That's sad.
And it gets him thinking about what's important about life. I really love the last line. Do you want to hear it?
Well, maybe you can send it to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Good luck at the cricket. Hope you win.
Yeah.
Here's your cheese scone pot, and your pear and raspberry juice.
Lovely. Just what I need. Boost of energy before warming up for the cricket.
Are you still okay to give me a lift down to the ground once Fallon gets here?
Yes, of course.
Cool.
Tell George I take him too. He's been watering the tomato plants in the polytunnels this morning.
Yeah, I know. He came in here earlier, said he's doing some post about it. As if watering tomatoes is ever going to be interesting.
So, are you ready for the big T20, Chelsea?
Nah, not really. I'm so rubbish.
You are not.
I literally was 2 weeks ago.
Well, then use that to fire you up. Prove to yourself you can do better. That's what Tracy's Tigers are about.
I suppose.
Look, if I'd taken what Harrison said to me last Sunday to heart, I would not be stepping out onto that field today. But I very much intend to come back stronger and show exactly what I'm made of. Now, look, you may not be a master batswoman, but what about when it comes to fielding?
Oh, not good either, I'm afraid. It's boring.
No. It's not. It's only boring if you allow yourself to drift away from the action.
Yeah, aye, aye, Captain.
If you keep focused, it's thrilling.
Really?
Because any moment could be your moment. For example, if you're watching the ball arcing towards you, you need to be ready with both hands.
What? So, like this?
Yes, exactly.
All right, Chelsea. You look like a right muppet.
Oh, no
sledging,
it.
George Grundy, if you want to lift in my car. We are in the middle of some serious coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see it then.
Now, Chelsea, you want to throw the ball over the top of the stumps. Aim by pointing your left arm where you want the ball to go.
What? Oh, yeah.
Yep, that's perfect.
Okay.
Now, here. Have a go with my scone. Both hands ready?
Yep.
Right, keep your eye on the scone and watch it all the way into your hands.
Ah, goal!
Great catch!
Fluke.
I don't know, it's
What's going on here? Hey, George.
All right?
Oh, sorry, Fallon. Pat sacrificed her chief scone to the greater cause. Did you see what I did, though? I caught it.
I just hope Tom hasn't spotted one of his waiting staff using her time at work to train for the rival team.
Don't worry. Tom headed down to the pavilion hours ago. He is serious about winning this.
Well, hopefully he'll transfer a bit of his enthusiasm to Harrison. He's not really feeling it today. Still a bit embarrassed by his behaviour last week.
I think we all understood Harrison wasn't quite himself.
Too right. Are you playing, George?
Yeah. Are you coming?
Well, depends how late it goes on. I'll probably be stuck here until closing.
Oh, what a shame.
Good luck, ladies. I hope you win.
Thanks.
Won't tell Harrison you said that.
Oh, right, yeah. It's not very supportive of me, is it?
No way. It's always sisters before misters. You all right?
Yeah. Why?
Well, a certain village copper was less than sportsmanlike last Sunday's match against Leighton Cross.
I weren't that bad, was I?
Not only sledging the other team.
Ah, cut you. I've had to remind you about sledging on more than one occasion, if memory serves.
But then you laid into our very own Pat Archer.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't my finest hour. Neil said she were a bit put out.
She was hurt, Harrison. Not so much by what you said as how you said it.
Yeah. I'll have a word with her, make it right. And I'll email Leighton Cross as well.
Good. Now, watch your thumb.
There's something else I need to make right. Can we talk about the vice-captaincy?
Right, that's done. Stump's set up. Now, I should go and work on my batting order. I saw Tom scribbling down his game plan in the pavilion.
Tracy, can we talk?
Harrison, you're in charge. You can do whatever you like. If you want George to be vice-captain...
Look, I know you've put your socks off for this team.
And yet you never even considered asking me.
Look, I should have asked you.
You say that now.
Is it too late? Would you still be our vice-captain if offered the role?
No! George is my nephew. I'm hardly going to snatch it off him, especially after all he's done recently.
But he's not keen. I'd even go as far to say he would be relieved if you took it off his hands.
Really? I mean, I'd be brilliant, obviously. Skilled, dedicated, you'd be lucky to have me.
For what it's worth, I agree with you.
I'll have to think about it.
Of course.
Oh, now, I can see Pat and our Chelsea have arrived. See you at the crease, Harrison.
Here's to a great T20. I think we could all do with one.
May it be a classic. And may the best women win!
Nice one, Chelsea. 4 runs. Massive improvement on your last performance.
Oh, you've been sarky, George Grundy, because you might want to stay back unless you want a cucumber sandwich shoved down your gob.
No, I'm being serious.
Oh. Right, so...
I think she held her own out there. Yeah. I mean, she did have Tom bowling, and that's going to be a challenge for anyone.
And the score is decent. Mum seems well pleased.
Oh, George, I meant to ask, how did the watering of the tomatoes go?
Yeah, okay. They're all done.
Did you make a hilarious video about it?
No. I had all these jokes about tomatoes, but it didn't really work out.
Why not?
Because they weren't funny.
Then maybe you should try posting about more interesting stuff.
It's not the content. Some of my best posts have been about farming. I don't know.
But George, if we're going to be the next Kardashian-Jenner family, you're going to have to refind your mojo pretty quick. And you can't live off your river rescue forever.
I heard the Echo wanted to do a piece on that.
Yeah, and he turned it down. Stupid or what?
Well, I've got nothing for today. Unless maybe I could film you doing some mad fool while fielding.
Oh no, you're not filming me. Here, give us a look at your tomato footage. Maybe it's not that bad. Let's see.
What does the farmer say to the tomato that's grown too slowly? Ketchup. Boom. Ugh.
See? It's awful.
Ketchup. It could be funny.
It sounds like you're at a tomato funeral, George. What is wrong with you?
All right, Tigers, a step.
Oh. Tom and Harrison are coming out to bat. Looks like Tracy wants us to take up our positions. Are we ready to show them what we've got?
Yeah. 1 point.
That's it. I know he's our last man in, but Freddie's a decent player, so we should get the 6 runs we need. He once got half a century.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our diet today, I just couldn't get into the swing of it. Though That's off to Chelsea in part. That was some great fielding. I didn't stand a chance.
Sorry, Harrison. I just need to go and find my water.
Oh, no need. I picked it up for you. Here you go.
Oh, thanks.
And Tracy. 2 wickets in 2 balls. She's on fire.
Come on, Freddie!
Oh. An hat-trick. Who would believe it? 3 wickets in 3 balls.
So we lose?
I'm afraid so.
Chelsea's never going to let me hear the end of this.
I'm just glad Tracy's normally bowling for us.
Hey, hard luck, boys! A valiant effort, but they say it's tough to beat a tiger.
Great bowling, Tracy. It's a pretty nifty fielding, Chelsea. You and Pat did a right job on me.
Turns out Chelsea's our secret weapon.
Yeah!
I heard Pat were coaching you. Have you seen her? By the way, I need a word.
There she is now, Harrison.
Pat, have you got a minute?
Hi, George. If you need something to boost your likes today, I got a video of you batting. I can send it to you.
Is it any good?
Dunno, but Tilly Button thinks so.
Harrison, you've come to offer me more advice on my bowling. I'll happily give it a miss.
I'm coming with cap in hand, Pat. I am so sorry about last week. I was totally out of order.
Apology accepted.
You sure?
Yeah. No hard feelings.
Well, thank you. You lot were brilliant today. Every time I thought we had it in the bag, you'd come back fighting.
Oof. Afternoon, Pat. Harrison.
Afternoon.
All right, love. I didn't think you were going to make it.
It was quiet, so closing up was quick. I managed to catch the last few minutes.
Our glorious victory.
Yeah. Here, Natasha sent me with a leftover cake for the teams.
Oh, how lovely. Are you going to join us for a drink in the bull?
Probably not.
Oh, come on. Please.
Oh, no. This is your thing to celebrate.
Not much to celebrate. We actually lost.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Keep forgetting you're on different teams for the T20.
Look, come and see us lift the cup at the very least, Fallon. A bit of moral support for your poor defeated husband.
Yeah, all right then, maybe just the one drink.
Wait for it, Tigers! I give you the Mark Hebden Trophy! Yeah! What a storming performance, ladies!
Yeah!
And if that's not enough good news for the day, after an official invitation from Harrison, I present to you the new vice-captain of Ambridge Cricket Team, yours truly, Tracy Orobin!
Come on!
We're lucky to have you!
Oh, come on, let's have a team photo.
So, you had a good day.
Yeah, not bad.
I read the hedgehog poem.
Did you?
I can see why you wanted me to read it. The end is beautiful. It's almost hopeful.
You mean when he says, we should be careful of each other?
We should be kind while there is still time.
Hey guys, I'm Nadia.
And I'm Shabazz. We're just popping up with some essential news.
The brand new series of Doctor Who has begun.
And that means the official Doctor Who podcast is here.
Whether you're a Whovian or a Newvian, you are so welcome. This is the place where we dissect every episode, explain all the Easter eggs, and bring you some exclusive content too.
Plus, we'll have fabulous special guests and Doctor Who mega fans.
So come and find us. It's the official Doctor Who podcast.
Listen wherever you get your BBC podcasts.